Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cool. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Evan Rodriguez joining us here from the Florida Panthers. Evan, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
We were just discussing this before while you were connecting. When you got here, Evan, did you realize how much we hate Tampa's ass? And can you just make quick work of them, please? Because man, we really hate them. They've brought a lot of heartache.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. It's always fun being a part of rivalry games and rivalry series, and we'll definitely look to get on the right end of this one.
Have you ever found yourself in the flip side of it? Like, oh man, I was on this side of a rivalry, and then it's like, oh, now I'm on the other side of it. Is that weird for a professional athlete? When that happens, like, oh, you were with us, and now you're against us.
I've never had that in my career. I can imagine for some guys, it'd probably be a little weird. Usually when you're a part of a team, you're close with a lot of the guys, and flipping over to the far side and the other side, I guess, and getting those competitive juices going and, fighting against guys that are probably some of your close friends would be a little difficult. But, at the end of the game, or at the end of the day, we're all really competitive people, and, you're going to bring your best no matter what.
Evan, that did happen to me. I was playing for one team, and then 2 weeks later I was on the other team. It was kind of weird. Like it's just a weird dynamic. Game planning for a team that you end up being on. Like, yeah, it was a weird
thing. And then you can kind of give the inside scoop a little bit.
A little bit. But it was just just felt like just really awkward. Like walking into the locker room and, you don't know how to act. But I would imagine going into, these playoffs and kind of getting everything on, like you guys had a struggle for about a couple of weeks there and getting everything going and kind of getting a feel for, what playoff hockey is going to be like. You got to feel good going into these playoffs, right? Just because of how you were able to kind of right the ship at the end of the year.
Yeah, definitely. I think as a group, our team's kind of built for the playoffs a little bit. And once you clinch and, we put ourselves in a pretty good spot, it's, when you play 82 games, it's easy to take your foot off the gas. And we kind of knew where we were at as a team, and going into playoffs, you don't want to get hurt, and you might take games a little easier. But our coaching staff, all the players, we all have full faith in each other. And I think especially in the last game too, when we knew we had to turn it on, and you know, we knew if we won, we could clinch the division. You saw exactly what kind of our team is when we're all going and all pulling on the rope. And, you know, I think you're going to see that from the drop of the puck in game one. And we're going to get right back to, you know, that hard-nosed game that we like to play.
Was there ever a point, Evan, during the struggles that you were nervous you guys couldn't get back there? Because your coach never seemed to waver. He always seemed pretty even keel after every game we're listening to his press conferences, and he never seemed to waver. But I mean, I guess you personally, was there ever a thought of, man, what happened to that team that was beating the brakes off of everybody in the middle of the year? What was maybe any concern level that you had that you couldn't get back to it?
No, I don't. I honestly don't think there was. I think, as you know, from, again, like I said, from coaching staff to players, it was, we kind of knew where we were at. Yeah, we would have, you know, liked to win some of those games, and you know, you want to win every game, obviously, but we knew exactly the type of team we had, and we knew exactly, you know, what we were going to bring come playoffs. Again, like I said, we're a hard-nosed team, and it's hard to do that for 82 games. And I think, you know, we took our foot off the gas a little bit. But we, you know, as a whole, we knew come game one and come the end of the year that we were going to turn it on, and we'll be ready to go, right, like I said, right when the puck dropped.
Is Paul Maurice that mellow with you guys at practice? I can't believe how calm and, hey, we know exactly what's going on, and you know, I'm happy where my guys – is he that way all the time? Because this would be a first for me to see a coach that mellow.
No, definitely not. He's I would say for the most part, he's maybe a little bit of the opposite. He knows how he's really good at reading a room, and he knows when – he needs to get us amped up, and he knows when it's time to be calm. And I think it's actually, you know, a really good quality that he has. And I think he just knew where we were in the season and where our mindset was at. And, you know, but it wasn't like that the first, you know, 40, 50 games of the year. It was very much, you know, enthusiastic and, you know, hard. And, I think in the playoffs it'll you know, be like that again. He's very good at reading our locker room, and he's very good at knowing what we need as a group, and he's done a great job with it all year long.
Evan, like, what changes once we get to Sunday, intensity wise in playoff hockey? Everybody talks about it. It's like no other sport, the way the desperation picks up. So I guess from your standpoint, what changes the most once it gets to postseason time?
It's just the physicality, I think, of it. It's, you know, you don't go into a game feeling 100% ever. There's always, you know, bumps and bruises, and you see a lot more blocked shots and, you know, a lot more hits, and you kind of put your body through, you almost prepare yourself for going to war for 2 months. And that's that's the mindset you have, is that this is going to be the hardest 2 months of the year. And it's the physicality is just, it just ramps up. Like,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, you couldn't imagine, and it makes the game a lot of fun. But, you know, you hear people say playoff hockey a lot because you couldn't play playoff hockey for 82 games. It's just your body wouldn't hold up. And, you know, when the Stanley Cup's on the line, then, you know, you kind of put everything out there and give it your all, I guess.
Talking to Evan Rodriguez, Panthers start their first round series with the Lightning on Sunday at 12:30 from Amerant Bank Arena. You've gotten an incredible year from your goalie tandem of Sergei Bobrovsky and Stolarz. They've been really, really impressive, Evan. What can you say about just the idea that these guys on a given night just really seem to give you a chance every single time they're in between the pipes?
Oh, it's been awesome. I think it gives our whole group the ability to, you know, be aggressive and, you know, we say things like hold the blue lines and stuff. It gives our D the chance to pinch in on pucks because if anything gets by them, you know we have those guys back there to bail us out. And, yeah, they've been rocks for us all year and we've had the utmost confidence in both those guys. And, yeah, I can't say enough good things about them as obviously goalies, but as people too. And yeah, it's definitely a nice feeling having, you know, all the confidence in the world in your goaltenders, especially going into playoffs. It can be a difference maker. And yeah, I'm looking forward to watching, you know, both those guys here on this run.
Now, Evan, we see in hockey, you guys are familiar with teeth flying out. One of our coworkers, he was doing his radio show yesterday, and in the midst of the show, his front tooth flew out. When this happens on the ice, does the Zamboni people, the ice crew, do they got to go scrounging and looking for the tooth? Do you immediately like know you're going to have to go fake tooth? Like, what happens in a situation like this?
Usually the ice crew comes out, might shovel it out, or some guys might just pick it up. You know, it kind of depends if the tooth is, you know, fake already and it just pops out, or if it's, you know, just a fresh, either, you know, puck to the teeth or whatever it might be. It's probably a little bit more painful than a fake one coming out. But, yeah, I would say someone's picking it up, and it's usually there's probably usually a little bit of a crime scene there, so they're probably a little easy to find. You just kind of follow and trace the blood, I guess, for the most part.
Evan, you're not putting it, if it's a fake tooth, you're not putting it back in your mouth, are you?
I don't think so. I don't know. Mine are real. So
you said,
I
said
think,
co-worker.
I don't think you'd play for... I don't think you'd play with one if you had it. I don't really know. I might be the wrong guy to ask.
Because said coworker picked up his tooth and put it back in his mouth.
5-second rule, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you give it a little sanitizer, a little Listerine.
That's what I said. That's what I said. You got to brush
it out.
Yeah. You got to brush it, dip it in some mouthwash, something.
So wait, you've gone your entire career having no teeth issues? Do you always go like mouth guard or you keep the chiclet safe? Have you ever been in danger?
I got hit once and knocked my front four. They got bent backwards. But they none of them fell out. I had to actually bite on like a popsicle stick and like get them back forwards. They were like pushed, I guess, back in my mouth, if I'm explaining
that
properly.
Like that?
But I don't know how to explain it. They got pushed backwards, like angled backwards. So that's the only thing I've had, but it didn't break my jaw or anything, so I was able to get them back. And, but yeah, I probably jinxed myself now.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're gonna think those bastards. They got me. They ruined my run. Have you? Because like I'm watching these games. I watch Kachuk chew that mouth guard to mince meat. I'm like, that's not protecting anything. He doesn't seem like he's really using that for its purpose.
No, I think his might be a little bit more of a chew toy than a mouth guard. But hey, to each their own. It's clearly working for him. So maybe some more people should try that.
Evan, we appreciate it, man. Best of luck on this playoff run, man. Thanks for having some fun with us this afternoon, and we can't wait for Sunday, man.
Thanks, Evan.
Thank you, guys. Anytime. Appreciate you having me.
Evan Rodriguez, hey, first season with the
Cats. First of all, let me explain something to you. I don't know what world he lives in, but I had the same thing happen to him.
You had your teeth bent back?
No. Here's what happened. So I was in college, right? And the fullback, the guy I sent a picture of to you, who I saw on TV, he was the fullback. We were on goal line. I got tripped, and he was in front of me. And his foot came up and hit me right here, right? So all these teeth were like potato chips, and I broke my jaw.
Oh, my God.
I don't know nothing about being bent back or whatever.
He put a popsicle. He had to push.
Should have gotten a popsicle.
Popsicle.
No, I had no teeth. I had Nestle Crunch in my hand. The teeth were.
No, but he never lost them. It was kind of like you ever see on Looney Tunes where they're dangling.
No, I guess
everything goes back to a cartoon.
Wait, so you picture him on the sideline.
Yeah.
Right. With a popsicle stick, and all like thing that comes to mind is Looney Tunes.
I'm gonna be so like I'm gonna feel terrible if Evan Rodriguez
if he loses a tooth.
First playoff game, he goes
oh, all bastards. On you.
Those that bastards. Would be the case.
So now we the tooth mush.
Yeah.
Tooth so mush. Like yeah,
dude, the tooth fairy.
Can I tell you though?
Yep.
There's a bunch of guys that play in the NFL that don't wear a mouthpiece. Robert didn't wear a mouthpiece, right? And he scored a touchdown. And one of the offensive linemen turned around and headbutted him, but it missed.
Oh, thank
and
God.
Hit him in the mouth, and he lost a tooth.
Oh, my right? God.
And so it's like, yeah, dude, like I wear a mouthpiece. I did everything. I had to wear a double mouthpiece for a while.
That's so cool.
And still, like, yeah, man, I see guys getting their teeth knocked out. It is not. And like, hey, why don't you wear a mouthpiece? I don't need no mouthpiece, dude. That's what they tell me.
Damage okay. is done.
Yeah. Now you got one missing chiclet.
Speaking of damage is done, Brooks and Dunn. If you guys want to go see Brooks and Dunn, our final pair of tickets to give away to Brooks and Dunn and their Reboot 2024 tour. Coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm, Friday, May 3rd. It's a Live Nation show. If you guys want to win right now, call her 5 to 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Call her 5 and win those tickets from Brooks and Dunn. Back with more after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.